You know what I mean? Not that. Is it okay if I, before the maps come?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody for coming. It's a bigger crowd than I expect, and appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to come here. I hope to get you out of here soon and get back on the dinner track. Sorry about that. Thank you. I suppose that you've all seen the sign or received a letter about the proposed project. I kind of want to clear it up beforehand. This is like a pre-step, so this is just kind of a conceptual idea as of now. Island County actually makes me do this step prior to going in for a pre-application to even talk about this meeting. They will not even have a conversation with me before meeting with the community and getting your guys' concerns about the project out there. This is kind of a preemptive step to try to address all the concerns. So this may not even happen, but I guess I just wanted to clear that up. Some people may be thinking that this development is impending, but it's more of a year to two out, even if it does happen, only if it makes financial sense. So I guess I will begin just with what I've thrown together. So I think I alluded in the letter that it's an allowable development. It's a conditional use in a rural zone. It's a type 3 decision, so it won't go in front of the hearing examiner. It will take a site plan revision, and then the planning staff and everybody will review it, Public Works and all the appropriate departments. And then eventually the hearing examiner will make the end decision if it does go to that stage. I do have a few copies of the applicable code if you guys wanted to see it, showing that it's an allowable use, so just flag me down afterwards. I only printed off a few copies, wasn't as prepared as I probably should have been. I appreciate the turnout, I feel pretty popular, but so I can make copies and get you to it. Yes? So let's go back. Harvard Smith Properties. I'm Colin Smith. My brother had just left a little bit ago. That's Riley. He'll be popping in here again. So nice to meet you all. I'm sure it seems like everybody knows each other here, or most everybody, giving hellos. And the property. I'm not the owner. Yeah, the developers of the property. We have a verbal agreement to purchase the land, so we're not the owners right now. So this is just kind of a conceptual idea, trying to throw together something to address affordable housing.
And who is the owner?
It is William and Kathleen Massey. Yep.
I have a copy of that.
Okay.
I actually got one right here. I just can't get out my last copy just in case. But there you have it.
Hey, Colin, can we slide it over
here? Yeah. Went me into shape. I'm a little discombobulated.
We're cooking it.
Yeah.
one, if the guy were to drive through and see that the building you guys have done, you've done it before?
Nope, this was our first go around, yeah. So, sorry, I don't have a firm example for you guys to look at. But I do have some pictures of like what we're shooting for an end product, and that conceptual layout you have in front of you kind of gives you a rough idea of what we're looking for.
You don't own the property now. Are you the owner of Harbor Smith?
Yeah, it's just a partnership. I guess we haven't done any of the legal paperwork, but I wanted to put another company name on it instead of just saying me and my brother. So that is our proposed company name.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. Are you going to be partners with Mr. and Mrs. Massey too? Are you purchasing?
Yeah, just purchasing the land from them, and then it's hands off from that point on. So let's see. And another issue that I kind of wanted to clear up, I know that people hear mobile home park, manufactured housing community, and kind of you automatically think the 70s style single wide trailers, not the greatest look, but what we're going for is an upscale double wides with either a attached or detached one car or two car garage kind of look. So it's going to look more like a single family development and have that feel, opposed to just the trailer parks with no sort of yard or anything piled on top of each other. The density is actually 1.5 units per acre. So there, as you can see on the map, there's a ton of open space. So it's a kind of a nice neighborhood feel is what the end product should be like. So yeah, this is another example. I mean, it's almost hard to tell that it's a manufactured home. You got the home on this part is double wide, and then the attached two-car garage. This is actually off of Taylor Road in Crescent Harbor, right at the corner there. There's a gentleman that drives his motorcycle, but it's a good example of kind of the finished product that we're looking for. So I guess that's just to clear up. It's high quality instead of what you think about with a trailer park. And this is additional information just on the construction process of the homes. They're 2x6 framed. I mean, I guess that the link at the bottom, they have a video that shows you a little montage of the construction process. It's just another thing that we're trying to provide quality, affordable housing in the area. So this is the handout that you guys all have, and also the graphic up here. Got three major pods of this development, and the county requires a bunch of different open space. Have some guest parking right here. This is another little funky thing about this property, that this about a quarter acre piece across the county right away is actually part of the property. And that would be satisfied, or that satisfies some of the open space requirements. The county likes to keep any established vegetation that you can, so that's a heavily wooded area, so that'd be a dedicated open space for that portion of the project. Yeah, sorry. This is Miller Road coming through here, right by the Big Bend. So Highway 20 is more out in this area. And this is Balda. So this is the intersection of Miller and Baldwin, where the sign is supposed to drive up here. And this is the existing dirt path. You can see part of the chicken coops up in this part. That's probably a good visual landmark for you to kind of conceptualize how big we're going.
Now, are you thinking this is phase one?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I'm not even sure if the county would allow you to do a consecutive one right on the side of it.
No, I mean, as far as the development of this, you're taking the next part, you're going to do a phase two after this one, if this goes through and completed.
Yeah, I guess hypothetically, if it is, right. I mean, but that would be way down the road if that did happen.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Did you do a study on the average home prices in the neighborhood before you decided to put low income homes?
No, sir. I mean, and like I had mentioned before, this is not even set in stone. I have to go to the county, and then we're going to run a thorough budget analysis and make sure it even makes sense for us. But this meeting, I guess, is intended to get everybody's concerns out and then go into the county and see what we all have to do. If there is an application that does happen, there will be another public comment period where everybody can express their concerns again. But that is only if there is a submitted application. I mean, it could potentially die you go there, realize that it's way too much to get all the necessary utilities there, and it just would go kaput after that. But no, I did not do an analysis of the neighboring homes to answer your question.
The value for those homes, if they're going to be affordable housing, at $200,000 to $300,000, way below the average prices of our houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's going to diminish the value of our homes.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure how the assessor goes about valuing homes, but I believe it's on a case-by-case basis that they just look at the property and look at the improvements and the value of the land. So I think I'm understanding that your concern is that it will diminish the value of the land of the neighboring homes, but I'm not exactly sure if that is how the process works. I'm not sure how the assessor goes about valuing land and if they consider the neighborhood. I know that the real estate market, so if they're buying and selling homes, I mean, that kind of determines its own, what the current value is, but I don't think that a single development would be detrimental to neighboring parcels. Yes, sir?
Do you know what the county classifies land as
It's designated as rural land as a zoning classification. Nope, just plain rural, yep. And that's why it's
part of the JPA right now.
Oh, no, it's not part of the joint planning area. So it's actually a permitted use. It's in a rural zone. It's a manufactured home park. A conditional use, sorry.
Could you define affordable housing?
I guess what we're shooting for is a finished package under $300,000. I mean, something that is in the price range that has a broader base that can potentially afford a lot in Oak Harbor.
Does it also mean subsidized?
No. I know that there may be concerns over Section 8, but I believe that's rental only. Everybody would own their own unit here. It's an owner-occupied, we intend to be is an owner-occupied park. Or community, sorry. Ooh. Here.
What is the square footage of your houses?
The houses are double wide, so I guess they would range. I mean, there'd be an architectural control to make sure that we have high quality homes going in there, but it just depends on what product. Recent double wides I've dealt with are 1,280 square feet. I think they're 28 by 46. These lots range from, looks like a little over 8,000 to the 9,000 range. What we're shooting for is a 90 by 100 lot, so it gives an opportunity to put a double wide home in there and also have a yard and a garage and a driveway, so it has that kind of single family feel.
Will you have any standards that people, like my mother lives in a senior community and they can't have their boats laying outside or junk going around?
Yeah. We'll have CCNR's conditions and restrictions to limit that kind of thing. And I know that the county will require screening. There is some established vegetation, the tree line. I mean, it's pretty heavy through here and about halfway up this east side. So we'll have to screen it off so it won't be like an eyesore from anybody driving, although I think it's going to be a nice-looking community anyways. And I know that people like RVs and boats like that kind of thing. There may be some sort of dedicated parking, but for a clean-looking community, I think we're kind of shying away from that, just to not have outside storage or anything like that, or at least the dedicated covered so it's not a nuisance to anybody. I'll come back. Yes, ma'am?
Where's the water?
I'll come to that. That's still a hypothetical one, too, but I'll be coming to a slide here in a second.
Back to Section 8, there's nothing to prevent the buyers of the property, so from buying the property and then renting it, right?
The conditions could also disallow subletting or renting out of the properties, requiring it to be an owner-occupied home.
Yeah, who puts that restriction on? You guys?
It would be whoever's developing would establish the CCRs for the property, and then you would elect a chairman, and it would rotate whoever was in control of that board to enforce those.
Yeah,
associations, what I'm looking for, homeowners association,
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am?
Will you also be addressing the traffic
problem? Yep, when that does come about, the county will likely require a traffic engineer to do a study to make sure that there is the appropriate level of service for this area, and then they'll enforce us to make any mitigation efforts if they deem that it's not, you know, appropriate that way. Because everybody knows that Swantown Hill is kind of a mess. With our clientele in Oak Harbor being military and maybe some retirees, the peak traffic impact might not be as bad just because of the kind of quirky work schedule with the military, working off hours at some point. But we will have to do a traffic analysis with a traffic engineer.
You don't live in this area?
I live in Oak Harbor, yeah.
But you don't live
Oh, right, on the west side of town, no.
You're on the west side?
No, I don't live in this immediate area.
Were you living there?
No, I don't. Well, I guess I can't say 100% no, but I don't intend, I don't think so.
There was a while back some talk of the city annexing enough to us beyond us. Is there any work done to that?
We are not involved in that. I did read the article with that big development on the Vanderbilt farm, and I know that the city and the county did the big two-year-long analysis on the joint planning area and deemed that there was enough land inside the city that they didn't have to expand the UGA at all. So I don't see that expanding out this way. So this is just county land, and it's a conditional use in county land, so we're just, I guess, playing by the code.
Could you explain? I'm kind of new to this.
Could you explain what
conditional use is and... So I assume that most county land you had to have 2.5 to 5 acres, and then you could build a house on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's this conditional use? That property's already been, by the county's already approved it to be a conditional use area.
Right.
You'll see
that too in the zoning ordinance that I had given you. So with rural land, like you had pointed out, there's permitted uses, which are just simple uses like a single-family house, what you're saying, is one house per 5 acres. And that's a type 1 decision. So the planning department would just field that permit, look at it, and say yes or no. And then there's more complex things with, I guess, more intense developments. I don't want to say one thing or the other without it looking at that list, but it might be like a dog daycare or something a little out of the ordinary. And that goes through another review process. And this is a type 3 conditional use. So this is why it goes through the hearing examiner. That's the third process instead of going through like the county commissioner or the planning department.
So it hasn't even gone through that.
And we haven't even submitted an application or we haven't even had a pre-application conference. So we don't even know what the county's opinion is on this. They require that I hold this community meeting, have everybody's concerns come to me, and then I bring minute notes and then sit down with them and, you know, discuss all the aspects. So this is a more intense kind of, I guess, process than just a single family house is. I hope that answers your question for the most part. Yep.
This property is the 20 acres that you purchased by going.
Yeah, verbal agreement.
Now,
purchase.
I know that's a full farm.
Right.
So are you
I guess as of now, there's no plans. I mean, going to see how this goes and then move from there.
So there's a potential for another 30-50 acres?
The max density that can be allowed is 25 units on 20 acres.
But how much more acreage is there?
Total? On that, yeah, there's... So what you're asking, yeah, there could be a potential for an exact similar size of this on the south far portion.
So that's a lot of
But I guess I'm just trying to keep these two projects separate, and it may not happen. They may, I mean, even the county may say, okay, on this one, and then so much more mitigation efforts for doing another 25 units that it wouldn't even make financial sense to keep doing it. Yes, sir?
The traffic, you're bringing in from Highway 20 up Millard and turning into it?
Possibly, or... via scenic heights. I don't know that, and I'd have to rely on it.
You're not going
to
try to go off a bald.
With the bald access, the existing, there's kind of a crest of that hill, so I don't think the line of sight's the greatest there. And I know that that's 50 miles per hour, I believe, going up.
That was my question. Are you planning to try to go off a bald or
off of Miller? Off of Miller. This the site plan here shows.
No, I know. I was born and raised on that farm.
Okay.
What are you going to do for septic?
I'll get that here shortly, too.
Okay.
Okay, what about water?
That will also, a few more slides. Okay. Any questions, I guess? Yes, ma'am. Oh, I guess just like a finished product with a house. I mean, manufactured homes, they probably cost themselves about $100,000 upwards. And then with a garage, that's an added cost. So I was just saying with our construction costs to give a finished product, and then on top of that house, we want it to be in that 250 range, 250 to 300 range. Can you speak up just a little bit? I guess everything that is not roadways or lots is open space. Yeah, that would be another thing taken care of by the association. I think that you would assess regular dues just for maintenance costs, mowing, and keeping the septic system up, keeping the water system up, things like that.
Maybe we should hold questions while I'm here.
Yeah. Thank you. Online, so. I appreciate that suggestion. Okay. So the goal of this was just to discuss improvements and likely locations of them. So stormwater, those maps have some topography lines on there, but it's kind of hard to see. So I've shown the likely location of a detention pond for stormwater. Department of Ecology has recently renewed their standards and require as much stormwater to be kept on site as possible to try to preserve the natural, I guess, landscape of that, and make sure that there's no effects downstream. So that detention pond, if all the water did not infiltrate into the ground, it would be a place for it to pool, and then you would meter it down into the existing conveyance system so it doesn't have any effect downstream. So it would be like a trickle coming in so it doesn't have any effect. So I just wanted to show the most likely. They'll likely make you, or make us, if this does go through, use permeable concrete, so a lot of the water stays on site. I guess that is that slide, basically. So this is on-site sewage disposal or septic. There are recorded soil registrations showing that there are adequate soils for 25 units, and that is the general location of it. I mean, that's just schematic, so don't take it to a T, but so that would be a pressurized system to support all those.
Okay, I'm sorry about this. What's that green?
Yeah, this is the box, and just like kind of the general area of what.
That's the drain field?
Yeah, what it would take for the drain field for 25.
Each individual lot would have its own separate thing, and it'd be transferred to the drain field.
So would that be hypothetical by where the house is now on that property?
Yeah, there is an old abandoned house way down here.
No, the house on the farm.
Okay.
It's way up there.
Yeah, here's the last coop, so that barn is way up, or about in this area. And then the water system, like we were talking about earlier, we have not done a thorough examination of a water source, so that's still another big hurdle that we have to overcome if this is going to become a development in the future. So I just marked out potential locations. The one on the far right there is at one of the lowest points, so we'd likely have to pump it up to some reservoirs. And then there is still a chance that the well could be off-site and only accessible by easement, just depending on what our exploration brings about. So that's another large hurdle that we don't know with water. So I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer for that one. And then I just brought in some other concerns. I've kind of gone over architectural control with a homeowners association making CC&Rs to make sure that it's up to standard. I think we'd have higher pitch roofs than normal manufactured homes too, so it has that actual standalone house kind of look to it. Power is overhead off of Balda, so I think that's just a matter of setting a transformer and getting the necessary capacity. Landscaping, I kind of talked about screening on the roadway. The county requires that in the open space. In critical areas, there's nothing delineated on the island county. There's no critical areas on that side anywhere. Let's see. It will be, like, I guess, on site underground, but I think you'd probably pull it off from the existing poles on Balda, from how I understand it. And then I guess this kind of ties into landscaping. It won't be a gated community, but I was just trying to give a conceptual idea of what we're going for, a sign at the entrance, and, you know, it's a nice look to kind of tie in the community. So, yeah, now we can get to hot heavy with the questions. Yes, sir?
On Highway 20, turning on to Miller, right to the housing office, you're going to have a lot of traffic back up unless the state is required to put in the left turn.
Yep, and that could be another thing. I guess I had mentioned a traffic engineer will determine, I guess, the likely route and any mitigation efforts, which means a left turn lane possibly, which in turn could make this just not profitable. I mean, they could say, you've got to do a left turn lane.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
that,
otherwise the traffic would be exactly
right. So that could be a deal. Deal
your water, you know, you're pulling a lot of water out of there for 25 units.
Unless we have enough reservoirs that the instantaneous withdrawal doesn't have to be that great, but you can store enough for fire flow capacity and enough pull for everybody to use all at once. So,
I don't quite understand where the water's coming from.
We have to drill a well and explore. Sorry, yeah. Get lost and don't say the obvious things. So,
is there a well on that site now?
On the adjacent site where the chicken coops are,
right,
there's a well there.
How deep is that?
196 feet.
How many gallons per minute?
We don't know.
You ever tested it?
The gallons per minute, I think it was at 17, maybe. So there's a single small reservoir that was only feeding the house and the chicken. So I think that definitely is not even viable to do that.
And you're probably going to get the same aquifers, aren't you?
Correct. Not necessarily. It's all engineered design capacity. So, I mean, I've worked with water systems before that had 22 mobile home parks that did 20 gallons a minute with a 5,000 gallon tank with two freezer pumps and three pressure tanks. So that satisfies the capacity of 5,000 gallons of pressure with the features and added pressure with the pressure tank. The fan style of the homeowner, that the homeowner as well, the pressure tank. We did a water system. I've done a water system before. We had to upgrade. No, not the mobile home part, but I upgraded the water system. There's too many lines, so nothing crazy.
Yeah, we can make some more for you.
I got
another question for you. On your, are you going to allow detached garages?
Yeah, I guess that's not set in stone. We'd like to have at least a required garage, not necessarily attached, just so it has that feel.
But you're going to allow people, like if I went out and buy one, I could put my own 24 by 24 garage on the property.
Right, as long as it's in the boundary limits and meets all the setback requirements for individual lots. I don't have any opposition to that, so.
That's the part of CC&R.
Right. Either required or not, yes.
I just want to address the fact that there would be a traffic problem at Miller and 28. There will also be a traffic problem on Balda at that corner.
At that four-way stop.
And Miller, and all the way down to Phoenix Heights getting onto the highway at the end going down to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
horrible.
Right. It's already horrible at the intersection where we live, and nothing's been done. And we've almost been hit numerous times. come in with a driveway, and if all the new ones stop, they're beautiful.
Right.
So that's something to really think about, because this is more accurate. If you have 20 units coming in, and you each have two cars, there's 40 more cars
right.
that have to be down those roads.
And
so it's a real problem already.
Yeah, 50. That could be a very, I mean, it could be the killer in the whole deal if they if they determine that the level of service right now cannot support what you're saying, 50 more cars. It's just left turn lane or widening streets, or, I mean, it could be a plethora of things that I guess I don't have a very concrete answer for you as of now. But
so basically, what I'm thinking is going to happen here is you guys are going big and asking for 25. And the county's going to come back and say, oh, we're not going to accept 25, we're going to have to accept less than 25.
Yeah, that's possible,
so
too.
That's what you guys are counting on.
Well, I didn't even actually think about that until now. That was an option. I thought it was an all or none kind of thing.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So.
Well, on the water deal, I'm pretty sure that my well is being fed by that whole hill.
Okay.
So if you tap into that $25 there, I'm pretty sure I'm
going
to have issues with my wife.
Okay. And I'm not an exact expert at that, but that would be the Department of Health when they are doing it. They call it.
So would you be open, if your
capacity
is 25, would you be open to doing a capacity?
Right, if there was detrimental effects to the to anybody downslope to allow you to connect to that well. Yeah, I don't see a problem for that to try to make everything work.
But, yeah, that's all the pressure. Department of Health, Department of Cars, the number of hookups they allow us to have. It's all engineered to allow, you know, how much we can pull or how deep the wells are going to be, the horsepower itself.
But, I feel like my
hands
are tight. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be impacted by this, but I don't know how I'm going to mitigate this problem. I'm starting to run dry. Your development is complete, and all your houses have plenty of water. And how do I mitigate this now before I have a problem?
Yeah, I guess I would say expressing, like, maybe a letter or something, or I can even bring it up when we're working with Department of Ecology or Department of Health to say, hey, what's the effect downstream? But I think that they've done it once or twice, that they know that it's not like in a vacuum, that there's going to be some effects from
there
drilling a new well.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You won't be in the thought.
Oh, right. If we do go through with the application, yeah, you'll have a public comment. And then during the hearing examiner, that's an open process, too, where the public can come in and express all sorts of things. So
and it's not like that kind of was closed off of her. I mean, how is that still having people allowed to draw the well to fill water with capacity and coming off of her watershed? We still need to, you know, go through the Department of Health, Department of College staff before we get to that point.
I don't know how much I have to say.
That's
what
we
expect.
Yeah. We got to go through some of that.
I'm just thinking, okay, they say everything's fine 5 years from now. Okay. We've got nothing to buy, so sure. There's my recourse.
Right.
I don't know that for sure.
Isn't there a freeze on drilling relevant at the present time?
No.
Oh?
Is it free? This Gadsden County was just for us, freezing well. I've been talking to the Department of Ecology. There's at the waiting line, so I mean, people still doing well. So, I know that Gadsden's got the closed off of her, what we could do. I think the moment you might.
Well, there's some other counties.
Yeah.
That have all.
Sure. But, yeah.
There's a report system.
Yeah. That was doing Gadsden. Yeah, I know.
So just to clarify, the point that this meeting tonight is more of an exploration.
Exactly. I'll bring in like a tape recording and the minute notes to the county. They're going to hear it all, and hear all your guys' concerns and opinions.
And there will be other, and should the project continue, there will be other opportunities for us to express concerns along the way.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I guess we have a company that we've been in talks with that will finance it. Valley High Investments is likely. I think it's 6%, but I mean those terms are still kind of up in the air until we have a more concrete plan.
run a thorough analysis to make sure it even makes sense before we approach that.
Is it going to be approved for VA? The project?
I don't know that.
You know, about 85% of our sales around here.
Yeah, and then we take that into consideration.
Sorry, did you? It's right on Midway Boulevard. Yeah.
What provisions are or concerns are five steps that you made towards the destruction of Wabash? What
I guess I've not overly analyzed that. I think I mentioned with Highland County likes to keep established vegetation in there. With the open space, I mean, there's a... Oh. In this area, it's highly wooded, and we're going to try to preserve that. But I guess that's an answer I'll get more at the pre-application conference.
You know, you have about four or five families of these that are all living right next, in that intersection.
Okay. And yeah, it's another hurdle that we're going to have to tackle, I guess, with Highland County. Was it?
Builder involvement?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I just went around the corner and my fence has been wiped out two or three times.
Could
end up in the field over, so there's a ton of accidents. Including an ambulance.
Oh, that doesn't give you much much hope for ambulance.
Well, another concern is that you're pretty close to the border of the city and county. And there's going to be traffic concerns in the city, the designated city, caused by this. How do you plan on working through that when all your approvals are coming through the county?
And I'm not exactly sure there. I believe that the county...
In Phoenix Heights and 20 is in the city.
Right.
Miller and 20 is in the county.
Right.
And the concern, and I don't even know where the intersection of Phoenix Heights and Balda is, if that's city. I can't believe that city. So, well, wait a minute. Okay, so it might be the actual boundary line might be that intersection. The guy that owns the 7-Eleven lives on the corner and he lives in the city.
Yeah.
That's what the intersection.
That's
yeah.
The other
intersection. Yeah. So anyhow, so that intersection is going to be a huge concern.
And I believe that the
brought up the guy that says it's already a bad intersection, and it is. So that's my concern, is being able to work with the city and the county to agree upon getting things
right, adequate service through there. I'm not exactly sure how their inner workings go exactly, but it's another question that I'd like to, I mean, I'll take it from the notes and make sure to ask the county during this pre-application conference, like, how do you go even about that? So I'm very sorry that I don't have, you know, concrete answers right now. But
I don't expect that.
For
your minutes.
It's on here. It's recorded. Yes, ma'am.
Is that south end, dead end, is that locked in, or if you should develop in the future, would that become...
Oh, like a through road? Yeah, potentially. It would probably be internal instead of making another entrance off of Balder or anything like that.
25 homes at City Announcing Miller, it could double.
I guess potentially, yeah. Well, not triple. There's not enough.
There's not enough land.
Because it's 1.5 units per acre, and I believe...
You have 90 homes. On that lot that they have...
I think it's only 50 and change.
No, because there's 60
acres, 25 for every 20 acres.
It's
a septic system and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That takes up a lot of space in the septic to give you another system.
Yeah.
There's a lot of open space. Yeah.
50 issues.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you going to be marketing this for families or seniors? Or
that's undecided if it's going to be a 55-year-old older park, but I don't think we want to, you know, exclude anybody from trying to move in here, so family park is what I probably would want to say right now is what it's going to be. Or, you know, accepting everybody, not...
And what's the square footage that you're looking at?
of the lots are.
You said
1280.
Yeah, 1280 is a 48 by 28. So that's, you know, kind of typical, but it could fluctuate a little bit from lower than that to 1500, as long as it fits on the lot and manages the individual setbacks. Oh, sorry.
I have a few things to say. The average house is more than, like, four cars per house, because that's what I see as I drive down Phoenix Heights and towards my house. So we're talking at least 100 cars.
The other thing is
85% is military. They change every 3-4 years. They transfer it all. What are you going to do about them not being able to resell it or want to rent it out? Plus the fact that your financing you're talking about is owned by Matthew, who owns the property. So isn't that a conflict of him support you buying the property for him and him putting the bill for it? Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can't speak. I guess, I mean, he's not here. I can't say anything about that one. The first one with the four cars, that could be mitigated with the CCNRs. And you could say two-car maximum and enforce that. You couldn't allow.
I've got development behind me, and they did not.
People that own 200,000-car houses usually have four or five pieces of crap sitting out in front of their house.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully that would all be taken care of by a person who is head of that homeowners association.
That was a small lot because I live on half an acre and you're talking almost a quarter acre, just a little bigger than a quarter acre per house. No yard. So where's all the kids going to
go? There's a dedicated actually play area as part of the.
So you're talking 25 and the average household probably has 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. You're letting them lose in a big area.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just kind of rolling fields, so,
yeah.
I mean, it'll be addressed later down the line. I don't have an exact.
You're pretty much putting the city block in the county.
Yeah, 25 units. I mean, it's not like a classic subdivision when you are packed in there and no, I mean, this has a lot of open space considering the roadways and things like that.
About city water. They don't too far down. They're far enough. We address that. It's like 770 a linear foot, and then you do road crossings, and they weren't, they're at capacity with Walker Heights, basically, anyways. They weren't interested in even thinking about the idea of bringing it up there. So I thought about it, but that would have killed the project right there.
Who's there?
The city.
They're
already at high capacity because it's a dead end line going to Walker Heights, and that's I think the police station right down on the Phoenix Heights. So not a, it might be a train to the city sewer.
Yeah. Is there any chance of bringing it down to that? They don't want it.
They don't want it. We agree with that.
They didn't plan it there.
Uh-uh. Imagine. No.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure about the street improvements, if they're going to be required. I guess another thing that I want to bring up to the county and see what they require exactly. Oh, not on this conceptual design, and I'm not sure if we just omitted that on accident, if they do require that or not, so I can't say one way or the other. Right. It says that the roadways are 22 feet, but then it has an easement of 40, so I guess there's room for sidewalks if they do require them on this, the way it's designed right now. Hearing examiner, I think. Oh, homeowners association, or? No, I mean, you can make that a recorded document on the property and enforce that. I mean, have it part of this community is having a homeowners association. Yes, it is. No, I have not not brought that up, but I hope that gets addressed to you at this pre-application conference. That they'll, I'm sure that they won't let that slip through. Say level of service for fire and everything like that, they'll definitely take a look at.
If this is a 55 or older development, would that mean that there will be a development of 55 and older in town that would be closing?
I don't think that it would have any impact directly on anything in town. Like, not that I can think of, no.
Do you guys, either one of you guys work for Bill Massey right now?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Mm-hmm. So, that's a dumb question, my fault.
Come on, John, you knew better than that.
No, I know. I just wanted to get it out there.
Yeah,
so, in essence, Bill is behind, it's his property, he's behind, you're saying you're buying this, so to make a long story short, Bill's behind all this. You guys are just a go-to.
Right.
And, okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Connecting the dots.
Colin Greg Spedding. I understand the variance that you're trying to get. Is that a variance that basically says, hey, we're going away with the 5-acre requirement for a house? Is that what you're looking for right now?
I mean, I believe it's just a conditional like use that they have inside the Island County Code that it is allowable to build a manufactured housing community on rural land if you have enough acreage.
Okay. I was under the impression, probably wrong for a seller, that the requirement was 5 acres per house right now.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the variance you're looking for? Is that... where are those 5 acres?
I guess I can... The 5 acres is a requirement for a permitted use, single family use, a type 1 decision. Just trying to see exactly where so you do have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you turn to page 3 there, or 2 and 3, under item number 2 it says, use is allowed under site plan approved pursuant to chapter 1615 processes type 3 decisions and requiring a community meeting. And then it lists manufactured housing.
When did they make that provision?
You know,
that didn't just happen, did it?
No, I think it's been probably before even my time that it's been in place.
You have to think like the Mile Ridge community was a similar community in the county, but then they built 20 or 30.
I can give you information on that because I live in Pencoast, mm-hmm. and we've had 2 developments over there, and it's wreaked havoc with the neighborhood. And they sold the property, and they basically assumed it into the neighborhood. So that's why they were able to build on half-acre lots.
Assumed it
into Pencoast, because that's our development. So they were able to put... we have 15 and a half acres behind me. They put 31 homes. And I'm dealing with water problems. Runoff, you know, constantly. My backyard's constantly wet. And then we have the ones, I think there's like 20 some odd per Lyle Ridge. And
41.
They hook up to your water?
Horrendous. Traffic is horrendous.
They hook up to your water and pay those?
Yes.
And you worry about septic?
Everything is hooked up to that.
That's why they had to fight this issue with water.
But because there was an existing community there, they were able to acclimate into that instead of having to fight and do it all this. But
so you guys are saying you can't build on that unless you go to 5-acre tracts, right? You can't build houses on the lot?
Right, yeah, you'd have to do it. I mean, if this doesn't work out, you wanted to build single-family houses, yeah, 5 acres per. Yeah, with the large trees, we plan on keeping them. The county likes to keep any established vegetation, and they have a screening requirement. So they have a 50-foot buffer around the perimeter, and then they'd like the whole community to be screened. With the runoff, because that's the low point over in that corner, like you're talking about. That's a well, Department of Ecology likes infiltration if possible, keeping all runoff on the site via like rain gardens. There's all sorts of different. It's called low impact development that they like to keep it on site, not affect anything downstream. If we couldn't do that, keep it all on site, it would be detained in a pond and then most likely metered into the existing natural runoff, so it doesn't have any effect. So it would be metered at a really low rate into the existing ditching system.
You're going to have a problem with that one corner, because right now they get a good drain. It goes towards right there, about 4 inches. It goes across the road,
okay,
into the field, and down
there. Yeah, it might have to use some swales to redirect the
right
water
in that corner.
That's the only way I'm going to do it.
Yeah, just right here, this portion of it goes this way. It's kind of a high spot through here. But the majority does go to the west. Yeah, I'm sure that the county is well aware of that issue, too, and will not let it go lightly. They're not going to just say, hey, let's throw some more water in there and see what happens kind of thing, but... Yeah, yeah. Seems like an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm. So if you happen to do go through this, do you have a real estate putting license in work at your...
No, no one in specific right now. I guess that's...
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out who...
The whole project, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm kept in the dark on some things, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody coming. Don't want to hold you up from dinner or anything like that. I will have quite the report for the county, it looks like, but... Thank you for taking the time out of your day to sit in. Yeah, you can take a picture and post it on the wall for a person to do it. Do whatever you like.